up to your place and picked you up in that.
Oh, dude.
Is it over? I mean, is it over?
They have a phrase for what that kind of vehicle is.
Usually tequila does it, but that car doesn't.
Yes, it makes me do things that I wouldn't normally do on a Friday night.
Fine.
Why don't you? In fact, I'm a totally heterosexual male, and if you drove that truck over to my house, I might think about it.
Then again, I may not.
Right. Exactly.
But
everybody wins.
Thank you.
Say hi to Mike. Mike's here from the Rib Crib where Bold began.
There, I'm here.
What's up, buddy?
Look at him find his Viking, Minnesota Vikings flag.
I switched
flag.
Over this week.
Mike, how many Viking shirts do you own? Because you had a Vikings hat on the other day, right?
Vikings hat last time and Razorback shirts. But, yeah. Probably 20, 25.
How'd that begin?
You just a compassion, Pat, for a team that lost four Super Bowls.
No, back in the Purple People Eater days.
Yeah, that's right.
I lived in Connecticut, and the purple and gold, just I liked it. So when I played football as a kid, you know, I had that little Vikings uniform. And
by the way, if anybody returns RJ's keys to the studio, I will give you some Rib Crib or Bold Began. Mike brought enough for the whole darn army over here.
RJ, look on top of your driver's side front tire. I put them on top there. No, I didn't.
Yeah, of course you didn't. He's not listening to the show anyway.
Hey. Trey Schaap is the one who steals his keys all the time.
Well, Trey is a 9-year-old. I mean, he really is.
He drinks milk and hides people's keys. That's
true.
How he gets his kicks.
I'm so glad that he's going to be working with Matt Jones, who's an actual grown man. It'll be good for Trey. So, Mike, what's going on down at Rib Crib?
Oh, nothing much. We're still doing the Tuesday night I Can Eat Ribs, and y'all are helping us out a little bit on that one. It's getting a little bit busier since we started advertising here, and we're still putting them out and getting a lot of good comments. Got a lot of people that come in and talk about how ours are better than other people's ribs.
Which one's your favorite? Because I know you brought two. You got the sweet and sticky. Is that what you call them?
Well, and sticky, and then you got the Caribbean on those. And, you know, I like the Caribbean style.
Did you hear there was an NFL team that put the sweet and sticky on a towel and had all the receivers use it?
Yeah, it was the Colts. Who was that, the Colts? I forget who it was.
I
just read that article.
Titans, Colts, whoever it was. Apparently there's no rule against it, but they're now saying you can't have a towel with it on there. When I was in high school,
it was the Chargers. That's what it was.
Okay, well, that's not working. I used to wear the gloves, the Newman gloves back in the day, and then we would get the adhesive spray and spray it all over there. I mean, you could catch – I mean, honestly, it would almost stick to your hand, like Velcro.
Well,
ridiculous.
You must have used that on defense because you did have three interceptions in one game.
That is true. That is true. Poor Carlisle High School. They were never the same after that. Ruined them.
Mike, so you played as a young lad –
football.
Yes, that's
baseball,
right.
Baseball, everything.
You actually look like a tailback.
No, actually, okay. I was receiver most of the
that's
time.
That's what I was, my second guess.
Until I actually started playing, you know, in the leagues, and I was big when I was young, so I got stuck on the offensive line.
Oh, you mature.
Mike's
like
me.
Acre.
Yeah, I came out of the womb that size.
I wasn't real thrilled with that, you know.
Yeah, it's not fair. It's really not fair that we stopped growing so early, Mike. I feel your pain.
Can you imagine? Justin actually was born this size. Yes, his mother hates him to this day because of that.
Must have hurt.
She hates him for a lot of reasons. C-section. Let me ask you this. Who's your favorite Viking of all time?
Tarkenton.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
His jersey.
The latest version of quarterback play up there is being handled by Christian Ponder. Fan?
No.
Okay.
Really?
Second-year player out of Florida State, whose alma mater, by the way, plays on TV tonight. You can watch the game at the Tavern with Pat. Started the season with the Vikings, winning four out of their first five games. It was lots of fun then, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And it was awesome.
Yeah, and he looked okay, but he still hadn't been able to throw the long ball, and, you know, I just don't like that.
He never completed less than 60% of his passes in those first five games. However, his fortunes have changed lately. The 24-year-old, 38 of 74 over his last three games. 38 of 74. That's right around 50%.
He's doing worse than Tavares Jackson did when he went out there, and he looked pretty bad.
He's actually doing pretty well.
Tavares Jackson is now?
No, Christian Ponder.
Well, no, he's not. I just
off the field he is.
That was what I was getting to. He is now dating ESPN Samantha Steele, who you can find on Saturday's game day.
Yes, please.
She's a doll with cute little dimples. He says don't blame her. She has nothing to do with the losing, he said in an interview with KFAN in Minneapolis. We've been dating since the beginning of the season, so she had also to do with the five wins. So he's saying she gets credit for the wins, but she can't take any blame for the loss?
He kind of contradicts himself. He contradicts himself.
Wouldn't Romo or somebody else have some trouble like that with a really good-looking girlfriend?
Jessica Simpson. Yeah. And he broke up with her, and she got him back by eating a lot of cake. Ha-ha. Joke's on you, Tony Romo.
No, she didn't get him back.
No, she got back at him after he dumped her by eating a bunch of cake after he had taken her to Cabo on the off week before the playoff game that they then lost.
At least he didn't marry her.
That's true. I do like Samantha Steele, though. I think she's solid as a rock. So good luck to you, yeah, Christian Bonder.
There you go.
And she's a good reporter, too. No, you know what I mean.
I think it's time to lose some games and go for Tyler Wilson myself.
Really? Yeah. You think that's the answer?
Well, I think we need another quarterback. We haven't had a good franchise quarterback since Fran Tarkenton. We keep getting these little 2 and 3 year
guys.
Now,
wait a second. Whoa.
Name one.
Hey, slow down. Didn't you guys have Cunningham?
Can you Mike, talk right into there, yeah.
For two years. Maybe
Randall,
2 years
Cunningham,
on Randall Cunningham.
That was the biggest upset in my mind that I've ever seen. When they lost to Atlanta in the NFC Championship game. Sorry to bring it up.
That hurt.
That was the most exciting offense, and I'm a huge Randall Cunningham fan, all the way back to his days with the Eagles, all the way back to when he was walking the mean streets of Santa Barbara, California. Huge fan of Randall Cunningham. But that was the biggest upset I've ever seen. I've never been more surprised by an NFL game than the Falcons winning that game.
That was the broadcasters. Everything was fine until they kept saying my kicker hadn't missed a kick all year. And then the whole time going, will you shut up?
Let me ask you, AD,
were you more sick?
And then he misses the kick.
When Randy Moss left or when Brett Favre came?
Oh, Lord.
To the team.
Brett Favre.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Randy Moss kind of didn't mind him leaving at that point. Mm. Brett Favre, I didn't want to win a Super Bowl with a Packer.
I'm a Packers fan, but that was exciting.
That was strange.
Watching Randy Moss and that offense was just filthy. It's good stuff.
Well, the first year Randy was playing, made Dante Culpepper look like
You see him, he caught a touchdown pass. Looked like the old Randy Moss.
He's had a few this year.
Yeah, he's had
it. He's a beast.
Don't make me bust out the auto-tune Randy Moss today. I will.
You wouldn't because
I would do it.
You don't want to make anybody happy, so you wouldn't do it.
Okay, that's it. You talked me into it. Randy Moss autotune coming up. Right. I can never get enough of it.
Next time I'm going to bring in my Randy Moss bobblehead doll, which I got.
Do you? Do you go to, get it at a game or did you order it?
I got it in Minnesota.
Yeah.
We go up for games all the time, and I got a lot of junk.
Tell me what else you brought in today and what's so great about everything you brought in.
Well, we got the baby backs.
That's Marnie, actually.
Hey, Marnie. How are
Baby's
you?
Baby's back?
She got her baby back. We brought some smoked sausage in, which is not good for a diet, but it is good.
It's protein.
And
just lay off all the rolls with it if you can.
And then we brought you some fresh chopped brisket right off the smoker and right into the chopper and out. And that's good stuff right there, too.
Have that.
Thank God it's almost time for a commercial. What about catering? You guys going to do some catering? Screw the turkey, I'm going rib crib for Thanksgiving. You hook me up?
Yeah, well, I can hook you up with the turkey, too. So we smoke turkeys. I just smoked a guy's day before yesterday, Tuesday.
Did you hear that they passed a law in Colorado where you can smoke turkeys legally now? It's not just for medicinal use.
Yeah, I did, and we came close ourselves, didn't we?
Show did.
I was about to get sick.
See, if we could get the cigarettes to the turkeys, then you could just cook the turkeys normal, and they'd already be smoked.
That's right.
I'm way too immature for this conversation.
From the inside out.
Okay, I got a couple things in college football, then we got to take a timeout. Southern California says it has fired a student manager who intentionally deflated game balls below NCAA mandated pressure levels for the Trojans' loss to Oregon last week. Yeah. It's a bizarre story. USC announced the dismissal of the unnamed student manager on its website late Wednesday night. Look, if the kid did wrong and it helped the opponent, I would have named him, and I would have named him a lot. I would have put it up on a billboard. School says it was reprimanded and fined by the Pac-12. Underinflated balls are thought to be easier to catch and throw. That and when you have sticky on your gloves.
But I think he was trying to do it because they travel slower through the air. When you throw them, they don't travel as fast. Yes, they're easier to catch and throw, but they don't travel as fast.
Never heard that.
No, that's
it's not in the story. The Ducks, that doesn't mean it's not true. The Ducks had little trouble throwing or catching in their 62-51 win. I think it helped USC as well. They threw and caught a lot too.
No, I know, but I think he was trying to help USC.
Well, it didn't work. They lost anyway.
No, nothing helped.
Although they did stay within 11. USC says game officials discovered some of the underinflated balls before the game and others at halftime, fixing the balls before the second half. USC says the student manager acknowledged he deflated the balls of his own accord after they'd been checked by officials after the game. Or before the game, rather. That is a bizarre,
you know who I blame?
Weird deal.
I blame Lane Kiffin.
Well, who do you think? I mean,
I'm off him. You
got two passing teams. Thank you. I've been telling you for 5 years.
I just think he does things like that.
I think he
promotes that kind of little weaselly things.
Well, I think you're a little slow to the party. No offense, because I've been telling you this since day one.
Listen,
the guy is a weasel. His middle name is Weasel. Lane Weasel Kiffin. My daddy did everything for me. That's his nickname.
He just does little things like that.
He's an idiot.
Norm Chow, remember he wouldn't allow him to practice I think at the Coliseum, like the week of the game. Come on, man. That's a little. That's just.
There's
petty.
A word for Lane so Kiffin, petty. And I can't say it on the air. There are actually a number of phrases that would be appropriate to say in regards to Lane Kiffin, but I won't say them. I will say this. The most biting comment I can make about him is he's the second best coach in his own city as far as college coaches go. So take that, Lane Kiffin.
Ooh.
Yeah. Go Bruins. I like UCLA.
You got him, man.
How do people get a hold of you, Mike?
Oh, they can call me at Rib Crib at 778-9600. They can come down and see me. We can get caters together in a day's notice or less if needed.
Boom.
I do it quite often.
If I was Marnie, I'd get a catering done in Buzz Studio tomorrow. Put him to the test, Marnie. See if he can pull it off. I say he can't do it.
Sure I can. How many you want to feed?
Just me and Pat.
We can do
so,
that.
So, 10?
Oh, and the pig's going to be here, too. Yeah. Just 3. Yeah, exactly.
About 8 pounds of meat.
That's it, bro.